Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm with Holly Thompson of 3B Vineyards, Sue Royson of Lacapral Valley Vineyards, and we're going to talk, we're going to talk grapes, right?
Yes, and we'll be at the fair in our corner booth at the, what is that?
Commercial building.
The commercial building on the west side. And we'll be there selling our grape lemonade, along with regular grape juice. Sue will have some mulled cider if you want to purchase that for the winter. Okay. And the two different kinds of jelly, the regular jelly and the jump back jelly, which is the spicy grape jelly. And this year we have two different kinds of popsicles. We'll have the like a grape lemonade-y, kind of grapier popsicle, the purple popsicle. And then we have a white one with raspberry.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't wait for the Lacapral County Fair, right, Sue?
Oh, I know. I just, you know, we didn't have the event last year.
Yep.
And, but even, even though we didn't have that event last year, we were still brainstorming things. And there were lots of recipes flying around in the air between the two of us. And it was amazing because Holly came up with some really, really yummy popsicle recipes. So I think it'll be a nice change from the freezies.
Yes.
You know, and every year we try to do something a little bit different with the grapes.
Right.
The flavor is always there, but it's nice to kind of shake up your mouth and your taste buds a little bit.
That's right. And it'll be good to get back to visiting with people at the fair, right?
Yes. And we have we will have a TV, and we had Brendan Gutierrez, and he came out yesterday and he videoed with his drone, and so we'll have a TV set up, and he will show a video of how the harvest is done. So it'll be an interesting, also educational for people that want to know how the grapes come off the vine. So yeah, the wine grapes come out that way, but the table grapes you have to hand pick. So Paul, you need to come help us hand pick.
That's a lot of hand picking.
It is.
All right, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about your business. So, Sue, let's start with you, Lacapral Valley
Vineyards.
Yep.
Well, we started our business. I was making grape juice in 2008 and invited the Department of Ag to come and help me get a commercial license so I could sell in grocery stores and food co-ops. And I decided that, you know, since Holly was kind of interested in growing grapes, maybe she should get in on some of this excitement too. So I invited her, and we went to some real, I don't know, they weren't quite as exciting, and some were, you know, not very profitable. But, you know, we started growing our business together, and she was getting more product from her vineyard. And so I just said, you know, we should just do this together. So we went to a few craft fairs, and we did county fair together, and it was really enjoyable. You know, Holly picked up with the marketing because I really don't care much for that.
So she's great in that aspect.
Well, okay, we still haven't gotten John Royson. So we were brainstorming one night out at Royson's, and I said, you know, we should go to the state fair, John Royson, and you should be our purple pie guy from the strawberry shortcake. And he has a purple mustache that curls, you know. I'm like, come on, John Royson, you can be the purple pie man. He won't do it yet. So maybe we should have a tip jar at our booth.
There you go.
And say, John Royson, if you get enough tips, will you be the purple pie guy?
It may take more than that, Holly,
to
bring him to do that.
We gotta have somebody bribe him.
Well, I'll give a big tip to that.
Come on, John Royson.
You can do it. Yeah. Have you ever dreamed that your business would be growing as big as it has?
Well, no, but then yes, because, you know, when you have Holly and Jerry have 6-7 acres, and we have 14 now, so, you know, you have to envision it growing and being profitable and making a good profit from it. Yep.
Where do most of your grapes go?
All our wine grapes go to John and Laura Riggi in Bellevue at Grand View Winery.
Yep.
And he makes, I don't think he makes a bad wine. I'm sorry, people. Go see John and Laura. They are excellent, excellent, excellent. That's where all our wine grapes go. We are his biggest producer. So.
Okay, awesome. Yep. Great pizza, too.
Oh, I know.
It is.
Yes.
It's a great family venue.
Yeah, yes.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
All right, great. You're about ready for harvest then, I understand, huh?
Well, we've already taken the Brianna. That went yesterday, and then the La Crescent went today. So for a lot of my friends that just love the La Crescent wine, that is at Grandview as of today. So
okay. How many different kind of grapes do you have you're growing?
Well, most of the ones that we have are from the University of Minnesota developed.
Okay.
So there's several Frontenacs. So they developed a Frontenac, Frontenac Gris, Frontenac Blanc, Marquette, which is similar to like a Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Holly and Jerry have La Crescent and Brianna. And then also the Somerset seedless are the table grapes that we have. And then our wonderful juice grape is called King of the North. And that's the actual variety of the fruit. That is not a University of Minnesota developed.
Okay.
But it's very cold hardy to this region of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. All right, then where do you grow your grapes? Location.
Where do we grow them?
Yeah, on the farm.
Well, you know, we picked our best farmland to put our vineyard in. So it was good corn and soybean ground, lots of years of fertilizer and hog manure on it, and which is very helpful. So ours overlooks the ones that we added this year. We put in 3 more acres this year, and that overlooks the river.
Okay.
So the Lacaparral River.
Can't see it from the road, though.
No.
What's that?
You can't see the new vineyard from your place from the road. Yeah. You can see your vineyard from the highway, though, parts of it.
Yes, Marquette vineyard you can see from there. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Ollie, you're between Madison and Dawson here. Yep. Pretty easy to see.
Yeah, you can't. If you miss us, you're seriously blind.
there's a lot of grapes here, and it's always fun to come. I come every year to visit with you, fun to see what's going on, see how your business grows over the years. So, are you excited about the fair?
Oh, we certainly are. We can't hardly wait to see everybody and all of our friends and and come back for tastings and seconds and thirds. And
John Risen is like malt every day. Isn't a malt every day, John Risen? Yeah. He needs to go with you.
It's
John Risen and Paul Ramo. Malt day every day.
And we can't forget to mention Jerry Thompson either. He is the workhorse of putting together the booth, and he made this really, really cute lemonade stand for us. So we've added some new features to that too. So if you're not even interested in the lemonade, you have to come and see what Jerry's work looks like.
Yeah.
And Jerry's pretty happy with me right now because actually we're broadcasting from the 3B Vineyard here. And Jerry had to stop mowing, right? He was pretty happy.
Yes, he was.
The only break that he got all day.
Yeah, Paul Ramo, you can come any day.
All right, tell us a little bit about the fair again. You're in the West Commercial Building and you'll be selling what?
Grape lemonade. Regular grape juice and a mulled cider, regular grape jelly, and the jump back jelly, which is a spice, and then the 2 different kinds of popsicles.
All right. People love the popsicles, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're so refreshing, and I have to say one thing about the ingredients. They're very nutritious, and they taste good, too. So there's very little added, so it's mostly pure ingredients that you're getting in those popsicles. There's no sugar added. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of water to dilute the strong flavor of the juice.
Okay.
But and they're only $1 a popsicle.
Is that
so
it?
You can't go wrong because we love everybody in Lacaparral. So yeah.
That's a pretty good price. All right, thanks, ladies. Appreciate your time.
Yes, you're welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep, you bet. And stop by the Lacaparral County Fair, West Commercial Building, 3B Vineyards, and Lacaparral Valley Vineyards, and visit with Sue and Holly.